Is there, yeah, is there anything? Okay, to be consistent, I'm going to move that we reduce the appraised value to $3,545,368.
I second that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. BOE number 240, valuation changed. Appraised value to $3,545,368. BOE number 242. This would be 2801 Green Mountain Drive. Can you share with us that? Current appraised valuation is $5,189,013.
So that represents a $2 million increase in market value. And even $1.5 million increase in market value, if you reduce it 10%, in my opinion, is still, it's not.
When was this last thing, this last touched?
2011.
What is this a cost analysis here, or is this an income analysis? Just cost? Okay, and what changed so dramatically?
On 242?
Yeah, 242. What changed so dramatically on this one?
Just went out and did the assessment.
What did the cost come out on this one? Is that the
cost is what's on the top, the five.
Yeah, what did your income come out to?
$4,699,226.
I assume your incomes came out significantly less.
$3 million.
$3 million. Which property is this?
It's the Holiday Inn Express, Branson Green Mountain Drive.
And this is one of their premium ones. This is one, like, I think they charge like $150 a night. It's different from the other ones we've done. He's got two premium hotels.
And that's
their ADR, their average daily rate in 2018 was $101. In 2020, it was $92.
Would that change your calculation, Susan?
No, because I was here till 11 last night. I actually checked his rates last night, and 171 a night. So
that's after 1/1/21. Those are current rates. I mean,
yeah, okay.
Looking at.
Well, anyway, I'm just saying this is a premium. So, it's not in the $60 range, which we've been dealing with in the 70 right. and 80.
And I would 100% agree with that, and that's what I utilized. I mean, his actuals are actuals. I don't know what night you looked at, that he's getting 170 a night that night. He might be getting 100 bucks another night. It's going to depend on season and timing.
Well, and I did not, I mean, as you know, typically I'm supposed to go and multiply by every room and do all that. But Mr. Myers just gave me, he said, this is my revenue. Boom, that's it. So I took what he said, and then I took the expenses, and he categorized them, which other people have given me expenses that are more broken out.
Right.
And so I just went with what he's got.
Yep. What is it per? And from 18, were you charging the 171 in 18 when it was a great year, or is that just the rate right now?
I think it's the rate right now because in year end 18, his average daily rate throughout the year was $101.51. Year end 19, his average daily rate was $101.89.
All I did was go out on TripAdvisor. Like I said, I don't use those rates. It just gives me an idea of what caliber I'm dealing with when I'm coming to you on my
costs.
That's all.
Yeah, in terms of tiers of hotels, I would agree that this is in a higher tier than the Comfort Inn.
Right.
Sure.
But I mean, that's why I'd used in my pro forma as a higher average daily rate. I'm not using the same.
It's like this appraisal we had done in April from this other hotel. It's an old motel with exterior stuff, and they only charge between $49 and $54 a night. So it kind of gives us an idea, you know, just that we're dealing with a better motel. So the costs would be higher when they build a nicer motel than when they
build a... I know you're... Yeah.
And I appreciate you trying to look at the income approach on these. That's a lot of work to look at an income approach, try to see a different way to look at it. And I know you got a cost approach going on here, too. I really do appreciate that, because that is... I couldn't do it, all of that. The Honeycutt system is... I mean, I think there is a flawed system at some level, and granted, does the valuation, you know, could it be higher than what it exactly is? I think probably, but I don't think jumps in hotels happen like this on a $2 million basis. And I don't even think, even over the course of the past 10 years, I mean, I don't sell a ton of hotels by any means, but I know that they're not like, I know they haven't went up, and sometimes they go down. So.
Last time this property was at the
Did he?
David Alton moved the assessment value to 958.
And that's where it sat. And that's the assessed value, I'm assuming, right? And that's where it sat for the...
Yeah, it's just sat for a number of years.
Well, in 2009, I mean, it did crash from 2008. But, I mean, for the longest time, we didn't know if we would ever see values higher than... what it was in 07.
Right.
So, and then it did flatten down for a long time, and I know, I mean, Branson Commercial Property is just, that's just a massive jump, a $2 million jump. I don't...
Just a second.
We stayed there for 2 years in 2000.
I mean, what was it in 07?
07?
I see it. It has been as high as 3150. Okay, well, 3150. I mean, I can understand why it wouldn't go up in some of that amount of time.
Okay.
Is it possible to bring up another hotel just to show where we're at? If you bring up the Clarion, that Yogi Gupta, that shows you what Honeycutt was in 2018 when he paid $6,400,000.
That's going to also...
These are huge numbers. I mean, I know the numbers look big, and again, it's because we've not done anything, obviously. I mean, even in 2013, he was in the $3 million range.
How many rooms is the Clarion?
I don't have it in front of me. Hold on, I
okay. And you know, the other part of that is
I want to say 166, but I'm making it up. It's on the computer.
How many rooms is the one that we're looking at?
120. So if it is the 166 you said, that sold for $38,500 a room, and my assumption is that $6.4 million is going to have some sort of FF&E value in
it.
Here
it is. I'll give it to you.
Does it have how many rooms it was on it?
It should. Do I have it at the top?
Excuse me. I mean, as far as the sale approach, that sales letter, that's 4 years old. Also, Missouri is a non-disclosure state. So, I mean, sales values, I mean, with I don't know how a four-year-old evaluation comes into play.
All I'm trying to show is that values do go up. That's all.
I hear you. And that was, you know, that was 18. This is 2021 coming after a very scary year where a lot of folks put the brakes on when it comes to whether it's purchasing hotels, going to hotels, and to have that much of an increase.
Okay.
So,
I have a
yes, sir.
Mr. Willard, as you can probably tell, I mean, Chairman is very concerned about our huge increases and things like that, and unfortunately, I don't exactly share that because I think we just have to evaluate what we've got, regardless of whether it was done correctly in the past or not, and that just means that somebody got a pretty big break for several years to me. So. However, on this one, because we've talked about the values of the rooms and that they weren't, I understand that now it's kind of at a premium. We've got a good, you know, things are rolling down here. I'm willing to discount this a little more than the other ones that we've done. My proposal would be that, Mr. Chairman, to move to reduce that value to $4,151,210. Which is about a 20% decrease as opposed to 10.
Can you read that number again?
$4,151,210. But I do think that regardless of COVID, the values have to go up just simply because of we haven't done it in so long here, or the assessor's office hasn't done it in so long, and it costs more, I know, now for the cost approach. I mean, the values are up on that, but in any event, that would be my motion to $4,151,210.
In the spirit of trying to come up with some type of compromise agreement, I will second your motion.
Okay.
On BOE number 242, address 2801 Green Mountain Drive, the appraised valuation to be changed to $4,151,210. I second the motion. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. The item number 244.
This is the Quality Inn. I think, like the assessor had stated earlier, this was a tough one. Because it has shown a loss each of the last 3 years. Okay. So, you know, I did my best utilizing the lower tier hotel income and expense.